Prisoner by Curtis Clark.
Oh, my aching head. Those bloody guards. Why can't I get any peace and quiet around this horrid place? I'd best get dressed. Obviously no chance of another hour's kip. Breakfast? That? It's more like puke. You honestly think I'm going to eat that? I'm not a bloody animal. You can have some if you'd like, eh? You hungry? Take that, you. Cream just ain't your colour.
I think you need some calming down.
Yeah? Come on, drag me again. Last time was a laugh, wasn't it, eh?
Right then, sunshine. Come here.
I was only making a point. I was never going to eat it. You probably drugged it anyway.
What was that?
Nothing. Ah, well. At least it's quiet in here, so I can finally hear myself think. You know, I remember when I had no one, and then I was shoved in here. I'd sometimes flip out. A psychotic rage, they'd call it. My family were dead, and I just couldn't stop. At 13, after an argument with my parents, I was kicked out of my own home to live on the streets of Salford. After several weeks, I realised there was more to life than what is taken for granted. Many times, I'd sat in the busy Salford precinct craving attention, waiting for somebody, anybody to come and talk to me, offer me a drink and a nice hot meal, or even a bed for the night, waiting for someone to help. Other times, I'd resorted to begging and occasionally stealing to keep me warm and fed. My dreams and hopes were always cut short. Nobody helped me. Nobody ever would. Everybody walked by with the same looks on their faces, walking at a brisk pace, without a single glance in my direction. I eventually returned home to apologise and beg for forgiveness. My apology was quickly thrown back in my face. I couldn't even remember what I'd said that had caused so much fuss in the first place. Angry and frustrated, I resorted to violence. Once my family were out of the way, I moved back to Wardsall for a while to consider what to do next. I couldn't have lived normally, not as I would have liked to anyway.
Come on now, I think you've had long enough. You should be settled by now.
Shame. It was quite comfy. And had a nice relaxing atmosphere.
In The Prisoner, Dan Johnson played the prisoner and Richard Delafield played the guard. The piece was written by Curtis Clark and directed by Kate Ambrose.